January 13, 1968, country music legend Johnny Cash took the stage at Folsom Prison in California, creating one of music's most celebrated records. Coming just a few days after the record's 52nd anniversary, WUGA's Jimmy Sanders brings us this appreciation.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
And with that, one of the most famous live concerts ever recorded was underway. On January the 13th, 1968, at Folsom State Prison in Folsom, California, Johnny Cash delivered what is considered to be one of the greatest performances of all time in one of the most unlikely of venues. On down to San Antonio. The crowd of prisoners was rowdy and appreciative toward the man in black. For the performance, Cash enlisted a string of guest stars, including rockabilly pioneer Carl Perkins and June Carter, a member of country music's fabled Carter family.
Go comb your hair.
I'm gonna throw balls, Jackson.
See if I can.
Cash seemed to be enjoying himself throughout the performance as well, as evidenced by this exchange during the performance of the song Dark as the Dungeon, when a prisoner seemingly elicited a laugh from the man in black during an otherwise serious song about the dangers of working in the coal mine.
A man that I've seen in my day. No laughing during the song, please.
Other light moments included Cash informing the inmates that the concert was being recorded for a future live album, where Cash uses it as an opportunity to mess with the album's producer, Bob Johnston.
I want to tell you that this show has been recorded for an album release on Columbia Records, and you can't say hell or or anything like that. How does that grab you, Bob?
The crowd loved Johnny, an affection he returned.
I never heard a reaction to the songs like the prisoners gave. They weren't ashamed to show their appreciation or their enthusiasm for anything that we did.
Folsom wasn't the only prison Johnny played. A year later, a Cash performance from San Quentin State Prison would be released on Columbia Records as Johnny Cash at San Quentin.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
In a sense, Johnny Cash was ahead of his time, using his celebrity to humanize the men behind bars. A message as resonant in 2020 as it was 52 years ago. For WUGA, I'm Jimmy Sanders.